City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Let's get this show started with Crazy in the Brains. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. That was Crazy and the Brains. Now, you guys can catch them August 4th, pogoing in the park. Free show, benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand. But we'll tell you more about that in just a second. Let's introduce the infamous Pogo crew. All right, I got the lovely Rude Girl Jessica, LCJ, Lower Class Jess, and my man, Devil John. How the fuck you motherfuckers doing?
What up?
I'm back, motherfuckers. I'm back.
There we go. Now I have y'all on mute.
All right. Man, it's been a long fucking time, but I'm here.
Yep. Well, actually, you did say hi, like, when we were going to Mike Blanks' birthday.
Yes.
You came on.
Oh,
on, like,
I literally
the last
came on
song
and said, hey, what's up, motherfuckers?
And it was like,
yes,
we're
hi,
out here. We're going to the party.
Yeah, we're going to a party. And
we're so cool.
Yo.
This show is just an hour long of me telling people how awesome I am. That's really what it is. It's just an hour long promoting my vanity.
Matt, right, took an awesome picture of me and you at that.
Yeah, with the vapor.
And then, yo, it was perfect. I was it perfectly covered your face.
It covered the whole of it. Yeah, you could see my United Punk shirt and John, and I was just like in a cloud of thick ass fog. That was, what was that? That was at, yeah, that was at the Pogo Pit, Mike Blanks' Pogo Pit.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
Party.
And speaking of Mike Blanks, well, first of all, everybody, let me tell you.
Which Mike? I need my fucking vape back.
Oh, dude, they had it with them last weekend. I asked them for it. Johnny said, it's in the car. We'll go grab it later. I said, yeah, no problem. And we never did that.
See,
Didn't happen.
Oh, man. Yo,
they were a little distracted
for real,
that
though.
Night.
Thank you. See, like, yo.
They tried.
They're great people.
They're great people, man.
It's always been a good time. Every single time I hung out with them. Philly was a damn good time.
Yeah.
And
Philly
also
is always a damn good time.
Well, speaking of Philly and the Blanks, we were just at Where Were You in 1995 with Submachine, Blank 77, Violent Society, The Parasitics, and Atomic Motherfucking Cretins. All right, now that show, we had a blast. The lovely rude girl Jessica did not make an appearance.
She did not.
She working that. She earning that money. She earning that money.
She's in that working
little
class.
Little Chelsea girl now. Got to shave this chick's head.
Right?
Got to shave her
working
head.
Working class boy. No, that's what we call you now. Working class boy.
We're loving the pink right now.
Rude girl working class broad.
Jessica Ribbon.
Yeah, you got to put the broad on that. Yeah, broad.
All right. Well, this show is going to be a twofer show because I'm lazy. and I'm just going to play every band twice. So that's what you're going to get. Now, we opened up
You're welcome.
With Crazy and the Brains. By the way, like I said, Pogo in the Park, you guys can also catch them with Blank 77, Angry Youth, The Despised doing their first reunion show last weekend, and come catch them at our show before they go away. You guys can also catch the South Class Veterans, Anti-Citizen, the Ice Cold Killers, Death Wish, Birdie, Skin Sect, the Road Sodas, and remember, like I said, stay late for Crazy in the Brains, and pick up their new album, Out in the Weeds, and check out You Can Call Me
Crazy. Smoke some weeds.
All right, everybody. That was Crazy.
Hell yeah.
And the Brains. Catch them August 4th. Pogo in the Park. We'll keep this punk rock coming right at you. Let's go over to the Oi side of things. Go
Oi.
Back in time to the 80s and
Oi.
Hang out Oi. With the press. We're going to hit ASAP first, followed by Friday, 5 p.m.
Standing there, do you really care about the way I feel? Oh no, you just don't care. I like your style, I love the way you smile, and I think you look so sharp. What more do you want? You got me down on my knees. Ain't it enough to hear me begging you please? When I say I need you there, ASAP. Right now isn't soon enough. Or do you see me when you walk down the street?
past rough days I've earned my keep, and now I'm ready for the end of the week. It's Friday, 5 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. Get it while you can. It's Friday, 5 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, not paid to think. Paid on Thursday, Thursday I drink. The next day I get up from where I last fell. Friday's here, I'm gonna raise some hell. It's Friday, 5 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. Get it while you can. It's Friday, 5 p.m. Get it! I'm overworked and underpaid. Someone's making my life tough. My food is down and I had enough. It's Friday, 5 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. Get it while you can. It's Friday, 5 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. It's Friday, 5 p.m. Get it while you can.
The motherfucking press on Pogo City motherfucking radio. All right. Now, as I said, Andrew Bedlam feeling a bit lazy tonight, doing a twofer show, playing two bands. Jess, it's going to take me a minute before you got to press that button,
especially
honey.
Especially when you have a
Jessica, I told Jessica to press a button. I'm glad she's trying. I'm glad she's trying. But she has her finger hovering over the button.
Like, he's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
But, see, now...
I thought it was coming soon.
I'm hoping it's coming soon.
And then it just blasts you right in the back of your fucking throat.
Oh, God. Like, LCJ. All right, we're going to change the subject on that note. But LCJ... was cool enough to bring over lower class Jess was cool enough to bring over her vinyls. So now as I lay down this slab of wax, gotta remind you once again to check out Pogoing in the Park featuring Blank 77. Here they are coming off the Up the System 10 inch covering Buddy Holly with Rave On.
Yeah, Mike.
All right, that was a Blank 77 on Pogo City Radio. Now, being that this is a special two for Pogo, and we just played Blank 77 covering Buddy Holly. Now, they also, that was off Up the System, they also have a cover on the German release of fucking Killer Blanks, right? The German release, not the American release. Different tracks. A couple less songs on the German release, but a couple songs that you can't find anywhere else. Yep. And this cover, Elvis's Hound Dog, is on it. And
you can thank
City Radio for putting this shit on the internet. And go over to our YouTube, look for Blank 77 covering Elvis with Hound Dog, and we'll get it for you guys right now.
All aboard! You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crime doctor. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crime doctor. You ain't no crime doctor, you ain't no friend of mine.
Blank's motherfucking 77. Now, I told you guys,
DMB, bitch,
to come and check out our YouTube, but also got to remind you guys to hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Facebook, and you guys can send us your demos.
You can like, you just burp every time. Like,
was he secretly watching the public chat earlier?
Riggity,
all right, now should I just turn this song into an all Blank 77 cover? Because I got Chinese rocks in front of me, but no, I'm not going to play it. We can't play three from Blanks. We
no,
can't play three.
You can't.
I have done a whole show of Blanks, but that was the demo tape. The fucking, with Jeff Kresge. Yeah.
Shut up.
Good old Geoff.
I'm hangry.
Geoff.
Hey, it is your show, right?
Yeah,
you
I do whatever
the fuck
I
want.
Right?
That's
where we get the goddamn.
You're going to like it.
That's where we get the wild card from, because Andrew Bedlam gets to do whatever the fuck he wants. Now, look. Now, there has been three suggestions for a wild card. So this is what we're going to do. We're doing more than one show. We're going to work in all three. It's a twofer. So the way we'll do the wild card is we're not going to play the wild card with, like, two of the same artist. No. We'll just play two wild cards, and then we're going to do a show after this. So I'm going to tell you right now, my song's coming first, and while it's on, you two can fight to the death over who gets played second, and then we'll play the other one third.
I'm with Jess.
So we will figure this out, and I am going. Oh wait, that's not where I want to go.
I'm gonna titty slap somebody.
No, but John's. See, this is the deal. John's the way the wild card actually. The wild card came out two
Dave
different
Matthews
ways.
Band and
no,
shit.
It's not, we're not playing the. Are you serious?
Yo, Toto,
to hear
bro.
The Grateful are you Dead.
Uncle John's been talking about.
Yo,
Dave Matthews and Grateful Dead all night.
John
Dave
has
Matthews
a great
band,
wild
bro.
Card. Here's a great wild card. It's a metal band covering an old school punk band.
Bad Brains,
which
bro.
Is exactly which is yeah, kind of how the wild card started.
PMA to the grave.
But we're still not getting to it yet. I'm trying to find my little playlist.
Andrew's like me.
I have a playlist on my Spotify called That Hood Shit. So you guys can go look for my Spotify playlist.
And number three, with a hood at.
Dat
with a D, Dat.
Now, just so you know, it's got DMX.
A lot of DMX. And
it's got T.I., N.W.A., Eazy-E, Big
Public
L,
enemy
Wu-Tang
of
Clan, Jay-Z, Bone Thugs and Harmony,
damn,
a
like,
little bit of Tupac, Sporty Thieves.
You have one
and
fucking
of course,
a couple
of
yo,
of course,
like
nah, I played Cream the other day. Oh, yeah. When I say that hood shit, I mean that hood
no,
shit.
No, you beat that Cream. Fucking NCP playlist.
All right. But, of course, you know, I got my man, the King of New York, on this shit, and I can't find the track I motherfucking want to play. Now, I think I've played this on Pogo City Radio before.
Yeah.
But it was a long time ago.
It
was a long time ago. So here's Biggie Smalls featuring Bob Marley. Ooh. With Hold Your Head.
Come on, hold your head and cry. Cause her son had been shot down in the street and died. Come on, hold your head and cry. Cause her son
when I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody-goodies dressed in white. I like black Timbs and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked.
hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst, lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum till my head threaten the bullshit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. But nah, you wouldn't understand. Kinda like the crack did the Pookie in New Jack. Except when I cross over, there ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral frontin' like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. Nigga cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
Wild card bitches! What?
Yeah! Alright, that was the Pogo City wild card. Biggie. And Bob Marley. Now, we're going to run over to John's wild card right here. Now, the band, is Burn the Priest.
A.K.A. And Lamb of God. That was the name before.
Oh, this is Lamb of God.
But they were called Burn the Priest before they switched to Lamb of God.
All right, and it's the twofer of our wild card. Here's Burn the Priest covering Bad Brains.
PMA to the grave!
With Eye Against Eye.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Burn the Priest, which is an original version of Lamb of God covering Bad Brains. No distractions at all over here tonight.
No, not at all.
Jessica's just screaming randomness in the background.
We're talking about butts over here.
Like my butt crack's not small. All
right, I guess we'll talk about this.
Oh yeah, man. No, we will not.
Are you sporting a quarter moon right now right. or what? Like, because when you sit in a chair, sometimes your ass crack, you know, does come
my
up.
My ass crack
you know
never
I mean?
Comes
like,
up because it's so small.
So, like, when you're in a seated position.
No, he thought he said a quarter moon. He's sporting a quarter moon.
Yo. I don't get plumber's crack ever.
Or you see some girls.
She seems like it's physically impossible for me to get plumber's crack.
Because listen here. Because if you don't
have
the
quarter moon. For me, that happens every fucking time. Every fucking time.
Here's the degree above the quarter moon. The whale tail. Then the whale tail starts showing. All right, see? Now all of our girls
the
around
tail.
It. Yo, you know what I'm talking about. The whale tail. You know when you're
you
wearing a thong, right? And like and it's a little bit bigger of a thong, right? So then you
yeah,
see
thong.
It and it looks like a whale tail's coming out of your ass crack.
God.
Yeah,
so
what?
You can see it right in the yoga pants. It might bunch up to one side
my
or something.
That never really
yeah, that really gets me going.
Yo, yo, you have no idea how many people I've seen adjust themselves with these pants. Yo, get the spend the extra $15 and get the like the moisture wicking ones. All right, ladies. Jesus Christ!
Wow, getting ripe down there.
Yo,
anyway,
sweaty pants. You know,
John's
yeah, and the yoga pants, you know what I mean? And then they're standing in line at the store
Pogo
and then they fix
pants.
That shit. It used to be like people smacking gum now. Now it's like people fixing their pants.
Well,
shit.
It sounds like a real sticky situation
Ooh.
To me.
Slaughter
so let's get this show moving with Slaughter and the Dogs.
And it's sweaty.
All right. This song's called Where? Oh! Boat! Red boots and shorter cuts, and we will kick you in the gut. A month now locked in for gold up, but they drink tea in our cup. And some get married and settled down, others they leave for a foreign town. The fighting gets every night, and we use this in a bit of time. Where have all the good boys gone? I'm in jack of boats and John. Where have all the blue boys gone? It looks like I'm the only one, the one! Friday night we go to the dance hall. Matter is done, we have a ball. But we don't know what we've got. Don't say that I didn't come around and about. We get released on 60 quid bail. But I know I'm in a big jail. I was the leader, I was so proud. I hardly get a guy, what a fucking clown. Where have all the good boys gone? I'm in Jack and Bones and Joe. It looks like I'm the only one to work. Now it's been 20 years or more, and I must still don't know what for. And I don't know what I am, and I don't give a shit or a damn. And I don't set this MOD. I'm gonna listen and try to beat me. I must listen, I must
All right, we're going to head over to a Connecticut band here. These guys just doing a few reunion shows last year. They played Take This Bird and Shove It Fest in Philly. So let's go check out, off of Jess's vinyl collection, let's go check out I Hate Music by The Pissed. This song was also on the Pogo Attack. Yeah!
Music, I hate what it's become. The money making scams of greedy corporations, devoid of emotion, sterile and corrupt. Marketing over integrity, you fill me with disgust. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, those greedy motherfuckers. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, go! Corporate wheels turn the executive scheme. You supply the energy to power their machine, while legal massaging magazines make them think they're God. But I'm a fucking atheist, you're just a sellout snob. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, don't believe the corporate lies. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, D.I. fight or die. All the major labels don't want to see truly independent bands around. Bands who don't want their money or their fame, their slick promotions and their corporate games. We never needed them, we never will, we can do it ourselves. I hate music, I hate what it's become. The money making scares of greedy corporations. Take your business elsewhere or we'll throw you out the door. We're just a band doing it ourselves, not corporate. Rockstar us! We've got better things to do than get our heads kicked in by you. You're ravens to ruin our fun. You're picking fights with everyone. Your anger's just a fucking front. That ego boosting macho start to fuck with us. All our friends is trying to put it to an end. We're sick of your tough guy stance. We're sick of the way that you dance. We're sick of your baggy pants. So leave now while you still got the chance. We want no part of your war. There's better things we're fighting for. So what, you kick ass in the pit? You worthless jock, you piece of shit. New jack with a flailing fist. Dying breed that won't be missed. So pass this message to your crew. We want nothing to do with you. Because we're sick of your tough guy stance. We're sick of the way you dance. We're sick of your baggy pants. So leave now while you still got the chance. We've got better things to do than get our heads kicked in by you. You're raving to ruin all our fun. We're picking fights with everyone. Your anger's just a fucking front. An ego boost me, macho stud, you fuck with us. All our friends, it's time to put it to a fucking end.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, that was The Pissed on Pogo City Radio. Let's just keep this all rocking right along. Head out west and go catch up with the
Betty.
Stitches and Nowhere.
I miss that.
1, 2, 3, 4! All right, let's keep this twofer with the stitches, and this woman's got me drinking. Bitches. All right, we're going to take another quick second and remind you guys once again about pogoing in the park. Going down August 4th in the North Catasauqua Park, which is, you know, pretty much a suburb of Allentown.
It's actually like, a pretty nice borders. Park.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's very nice.
I've been there before.
It's the outskirts of Allentown. That's
ironically, I know it sounds weird, but I played a pickup basketball tournament there, and it's like a really big park. Like, it's
oh, yeah,
really
we've been
huge.
There. We were there.
There's
we
a
were
pool
there
and shit, man. Yo, that pool is pretty nice, too. I was like, wow.
Pool?
Yeah.
No, I think that's not the North. There's no pool at this one. That's not North Catasauqua.
Oh, so then it's on the other side then, too. But I've been to that one as well.
Everybody gets the Catasauqua. See, right there, everybody gets the Catasauqua parks confused. Nobody knows. I hope everybody comes to the right fucking place. This place is...
See, it's a good thing I fucking said this,
this
shit.
This one has a name. It's like Albert... Is it Albert... Some William
Albert...
Albert
Fish?
I don't... Albert Fish, yes. H.H. Holmes?
Yep.
Is it H.H. Holmes, maybe?
Yep.
I don't know. We'll have to figure that part out. But it's at the North Catasauqua Park, and it's benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with Alex's Lemonade Stand, that's a charity for kids' cancer. So you guys can come out to a free show.
Fuck cancer.
Take some, absolutely, take some extra money, donate it to the cause. You can donate actual money, or you guys can get in on the fun and buy some raffle tickets or some 50-50 tickets. Now, we're going to be doing the raffle where you can put – we're going to have several bowls out in front of everything we're auctioning off. You know what I mean? Raffling off. And you can put as many tickets in the bucket as
not
you want, you know, like enhancing your chances of winning and you also putting more money in the basket. So we're going to have a raffle like that.
Hey, John.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta talk in the microphone.
Price, yeah. Yeah, there's gonna be a price per ticket. If you want to buy more, of course, you know it's gonna be like discounted. Like,
yeah,
you know, buy six and you can get them. Yeah. For however.
Yeah,
much,
exactly.
So.
Hey, John. Are
so,
you
so it's gonna be.
You guys need to do like an arm length. Figure out like
oh
a,
yeah,
like
exactly.
A, like a
I was gonna do that. Yeah,
whose arm length it is? What?
You you going to the show?
Am I going to go? Hell yeah, I'm going to try to go. Oh,
damn right.
But like, there's like so much shit going on, and, like, you know. But I try to come out as much as I can.
Absolutely.
Especially when the Blanks are in town.
And yeah, the Blanks are definitely in the town for this one, as well as Crazy in the Brains, Angry Youth, Despised New Jersey, South Class Veterans, Anti Citizen, Death Wish Birdie, Skin Sect, The Ice Cold Killers, and the Road Sodas. So now, like we said, August 4th, North Catasauqua Park, all day long, people. Come early. Get there at 11:30 when we're having the things roll off. Skin Sect opening it up. Crazy and the Brains.
Great bands playing early. So like we said, come early.
Damn.
BYO.
Right. Yes. It's BYO. And yeah, we're going to have... We're going to be under the pavilion, but outside, you know, all ages, of
whatever,
course.
Because if I want to, if I show up with a bottle, like, you know, everything's okay?
No, yeah, you can, yeah. No, we have the park privately rented. It's okay. We have, like, permits and shit like that. I have three kegs coming.
All right, if you
three
see
kegs
Devil
going
John
to the private tent.
And you don't come do a whiskey shot with me, you're a fucking pussy.
Now, guys, let's be real here, though. Yeah, absolutely. Let's be real here. This is totally what it's about. We're trying to raise money for cancer, simultaneously having a punk show. But you guys are going to be having BYO, you know what I'm saying? But let's be real. Let's not get too crazy, because I have a feeling
it's kid friendly.
The friendly black and blue cars that drive around the street are probably going to be
course,
canvassing the neighborhood of our all day punk show. So,
especially in
I mean, come
North
on, it's, so it's a kind of a gold mine for them. So.
For example, those of you who know the Pogo Crew,
I'm going to wear my Dave Matthews Band shirt.
Yeah, right. Those of you who know the Pogo Crew know that I may be a little pissed off at someone right now, and they might
be
having a show.
I wonder who that
they
could be.
They might be having a show down the street from me. They might be having down the street a show down the street from where we are. But see, I'm not going to the show because I will definitely punch this motherfucker in the face. And that, like, it's not
He's
my
gonna
show.
Beat me up.
It's not my show
Coming
or anything like
me.
That. But like, I don't want to do that to Walt or Mothers. And guys, you can't. See, you got to be responsible, because if I go there and I start a fight at Mothers, then it's just harder to have punk shows at Mothers.
Andrew Bedlam runs a legit.
I know.
LLC.
I'm a lot more mature.
You know,
I'm a lot more mature.
Reputation.
I'm a lot more
married,
mature than I used to be.
Oh, sorry. Andrew and Jessica.
Too.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I get those bitches back.
This is a team effort, bitch.
Oh, no.
Definitely.
No, but for real. You know, we got to be cool at all the shows.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You
can't be starting fights.
No, it's not professional at all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not about, we
not
just got to keep
very
the shows.
Are you having fun when you're...
We just want to be able to do more shows.
We're trying to be legitimate. and, you know, legitimate
beating
businesses
people
don't
up at
go
their
down
show
and beat people
up.
I know.
If I may be...
Beating people up at their shows.
If I may be...
If it happens, it happens, but we're not going to go out of our way to make it happen.
If it's passionate, and it's like a passionate, like, it was like a passionate moment, and you were just like, fuck you, dude. You're the worst. Like,
No. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care how passionate it is. If you come to one of our shows, still don't hit him in the face. Okay?
DMA, bro.
Fuck with Jesse.
Hey,
yo.
No, love.
DMA.
Love.
It's all about the love.
DMA.
Yeah, don't fight at my shows. Don't fight at my shows.
We don't fight.
You know,
we're good boys and girls.
Or, you know, your mangina's all fucked up, you know. Get your shit.
Oh, that's what I was going to do. Thank you, Jessica.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. All right, now heading back over to Jess's vinyl. This track is also available on The Plot Sickens, which is the Lower Class Brat's second album. But this version has an alternate intro on the 7-inch. Has an alternate intro. It's a lot better, in my opinion, with the electric piano.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check out Texas's Finest, Lower Class Brat's Glam Bastards. God damn it, I fucked it up. I forgot to unmute it. Son of a monkey's ass.
I may have fucked up here.
Looking so nice tonight, so lovely, I was amazed. Right from your tiger lights to you. the bank so absurd. Maybe someday we'll dance a 43rd. But your teenage never got overheard. Was gone 20 years ago. You looking so tired to you. So I won't go.
All right, that was the Lower Class Brats on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Yeah,
all right, thanks for hanging out with us over the past hour. You guys have been listening to yours truly, Andrew Bedlam, the lovely rude girl Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Pogo Land.
Lower Class Jess, who is indisposed at the moment, and my man, the return of Devil John.
BadLuckRadio.com. Devil's Den. Devil's Den Radio.com.
That's right. Okay. So, John... ventured off and did fucking Devil's Den and Bad Luck Radio.
Yeah.
Now, Devil's Den bringing you your everything heavy, your metal fix, really. So you can go to Devil's Den, right?
Radio.
Devil's Den Radio.com. And you guys can also go to BadLuckRadio.com. Now, that's more of a talk show with Black Cat, who was on our show about a year ago for a little bit, a couple months here and there. But, yeah, so go check that shit out. You guys can find them on Podbean.
New news, though, about that.
What's
See,
that?
There's about to be Bad Luck Radio Studio, which is not too far from here, asshole.
Can I get in this place?
Yeah.
Where?
He's not too far from you. I'll say that, okay?
Okay. Is Wilson, though?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Damn, Wilson consists of like five numbered blocks, so yeah, it's close.
Yeah, exactly. So, Bad Luck Radio Studios is going to be opening up because right now it's just been, you know, out of the den, you know,
out of
both
the
shows.
Devil's Den.
Yeah, the Devil's Den.
Well, because we got Pogo HQ, you got the Devil's Den.
Yeah. Well, my room, that room is kind of set up like a den though, like especially with all the couches and the chairs, it's just like made for chilling, like in a den. Like the only thing it's missing, if it was big enough, is a fucking pool table.
Yeah, you need a lot more room for that,
yeah.
Dude.
Shit, I can't even throw a fucking dart.
I don't think you
can
fit a pool table in there without furniture.
No, you can't. Exactly. But
you would, but you wouldn't have room for the sticks.
No, not at all.
Yeah, the cubes.
No, you would have to play with your dick or your dildo.
There you go. Especially, I mean, it depends
on
how big the dildo would be.
You obviously have an advantage because then you're not hurting your actual dick.
It wouldn't be the double dong. The double dong probably wouldn't fit.
The double dong, I don't know. Just,
LCJ walks in and is like, this is an interesting conversation. But we're actually talking about shooting pool. Oh, which reminds me, that little bitch
Sean.
Which
is another
euphemism
for bitch,
that little bitch.
It's not even Sean Bedlam anymore. It's that little bitch Sean.
It's that little bitch
Sean. Is not here because he's in like some pool tournament or some pool league or some bullshit.
He's in some sloppy pocket
what
right now.
What the fuck is that? Start sending
Sean,
him some hate mail.
Sean, you're going back
mail.
To the bottom. You're
Start
back to that little bitch.
Him hate
I,
mail.
I have officially...
And
taking
Josh,
over your
no, Josh, Christ, Josh didn't step up because that bitch ain't here right now.
He ain't here either.
But
either.
Being a bitch is under being a crusty fuck.
At least you're done
but
chewing. That
I
was kind of funny to hear in the beginning.
I have officially taken over Sean's seat. I am in the Sean Bedlam spot now. So.
Sean, she says you've been replaced.
She
says
and she
you've
said
been
that
replaced.
Actually,
that's
there's not that much
words.
Of a butt groove, and you need
the
to start doing squats.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking? Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
All right, Sean, we love you. Don't.
We love you.
We
it's
might,
still your seat. I'm just keeping it warm.
Can anybody, John, on your way home, after because if Sean hears this, stop at the dollar store, pick up some tampons, drop them off.
No,
you know what I mean? He's
no,
going to need them
no,
after.
No, actually, I will drop off the... the big booklet of coupons that I got.
Coupons
for,
everyone.
For the man print.
Wait, what?
Man
who
print.
The fuck is a coupon?
Coupon.
You don't know what
is
a fucking coupon
app?
Is?
No,
is
that I don't
a
new
oh,
app
man.
Is.
It's when you get about like 55 cents off each package of your coupon.
Oh, like a coupon.
I coupon.
Coupon.
I just throw the letter
coupon.
Q up there.
Coupon.
Mine's
coupon.
Q.
I would still know what a coupon is. Not a fucking coupon.
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 No, you guys never watched fucking
he's 90.
John's 5.
No,
he's feeling a bit parched.
No, it was
5 or 90.
One of the two.
One of the two.
They both
no
wear
in
diapers.
Between.
It's Ron
yeah,
White.
They both wear diapers.
It's Ron White, assholes from the thing.
What?
It's Ron White.
Yeah. A coupon.
A coupon.
Blue collars comedy.
He's like, I have a dollar. And it's like, I need a coupon.
All right, everybody. We're getting the fuck out of here
I
for this hour. Good luck in the next hour because we're doing it. But this thing's starting to get away from me. I think we're starting to get a little fucked up.
Oh,
and also, like I said, there is that show going down at Mother's now. No, I didn't mean that. We already talked shit. Vaguely.
Listen here,
that's the only way I'll talk shit is vaguely.
Shit
just
like
so
to talk shit
because the people involved know, and then it's okay. But yeah, but it's not that. Fucking people might be coming over afterwards. It is about 11 now.
Bedlam,
so
darling, get
we'll
this
see.
Show over with and go
if
get me a pack of Pall Malls and call it an episode and just call it done, all right? Say goodbye already, all right?
Clip my tongue.
Say fucking
no.
Goodbye.
All right, well, we're getting out of here with a twofer. Here's the Dead End Kids. Here's the fucking Street Brats with Dead End Kids. We'll see you guys next hour.
Peace.
Oh.
All right, we're closing this show up with the last half of a twofer. Here's more of the Street Rats talking about the outsiders right here. Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze. Here's Living on the Outside, Street Rats.
PogoCityRadio.com.